chitty chitty.
Bang bang!
Chitty 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 bang bang.
Chitty chitty bang bang!
Chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang.
Chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang. Chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang. Oh, you pretty chitty bang bang. Chitty chitty bang bang, we love you. And in chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang. What we'll do near, far, in a motor car. Oh, what a happy time we'll spend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang. Our fine for friend and friend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang. Our fine for friend and friend.
It's a much better name than
all right, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang at the Racine Theater Guild opens up Friday. And Jocelyn Fish is here, Director of Marketing and Development for the Racine Theater Guild. Whoa, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. This is a big musical.
Big musical, yes.
Yeah, this one's it's got a lot of moving parts to it.
Quite literally, we have a car and everything.
I saw it on Facebook. It looks like the car from the movie.
Yeah, it's a pretty fabulous car. We found that it was originally from First Stage, which is a theater in Milwaukee, and it's been used by other theaters, and now it is here in Racine, and it is transporting us to England and Bulgaria, I suppose.
So tell us about, now, if people don't know, the guy who wrote Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was the same guy who wrote all the James Bond movies.
Yes, yes.
That's kind of weird.
It is. And then, of course, we have the Sherman Brothers did all of the music. So if we love Mary Poppins, if we love Bedknobs and Broomsticks, Sherman Brothers, they know how to put a tune together that will ingrain itself into your brain.
Yeah, this is one of those earworm musicals. You know, they always say if you leave the theater humming a tune, you got a hit.
Yeah.
And I saw this on Broadway, and I was leaving the theater humming a tune. Mm-hmm. So you know you got a hit.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, so this started out, this is weird though, because most movies start out on Broadway and they move to the movies.
Right.
This did the opposite. It was a movie that moved to Broadway.
Yes, the movie came out in 1968 and of course starred Dick Van Dyke, as we all know, and then became a musical much later in the scheme of things. So it's about Gratidus Potts, who is a father, an inventor, and his kids beg him to buy this old rusty former racing car. And he soups it up and tinkers with it. And it kind of comes alive and is magical in a way. It transports them via air, via water, and via the road, so it can float, fly, and drive, of course. And they meet Truly Scrumptious, who is the daughter of a local candy maker. She catches Credicus's eye. And then, of course, we have the Bomb Bursts, Baron and Baroness Bomb Burst, who want the chitty car for themselves. So they send a couple of spies to steal it.
Boo.
And it gets transported to Bulgaria, and then chaos kind of ensues because the Bulgarians do not like children. So when Caratacus and the kids come to rescue Grandpa, who they have stolen, it all goes a little crazy. But it's a very, very happy story. It's a very lovely story about family and about imagination and about wonder. And, of course, lots of catchy songs.
And in the movie, the bad guy was played by Gert Frobach.
Yes.
Who played Goldfinger in the movie. So
yeah.
he was the holdover from the James Bond. And you know, he was such a nasty guy in Goldfinger when he said, Goldfinger, you expect me to die? No, Mr. Bond. And what did he say? You expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. His famous line. But Goldfinger is the bad guy in the movie. Give us some of the cast members.
Oh, my goodness. So we have Jonathan Wright is playing Caratacus Potts. And Riley Armantrout, who is a teacher at Gilmore Fine Arts, actually, is playing Truly Scrumptious. Alex and Zoe are Jeremy and Jemima. And then Michael Cruz is playing Grandpa Potts. We have Baron Bomburst as Andy Wallace and Baroness Bomburst as someone people might know around here, Victoria Volman, who is Kurt Volman's wife.
Afternoon guy, Kurt Volman's wife.
And then, so it's a whole cast. The whole cast is 27 people. So that's just a handful of them. And then let me tell you, the size of this crew is immense. And the amount of hands that have been a part of this production has been incredible, from the costumes to the set to the sewing to the props making and what have you. I think that there were about 20 people backstage in various capacities last night when I was at rehearsal. So it's not just the 27 people on stage. There is a whole army of theater lovers helping backstage too.
Now, the car itself, I guess you just had to have it on a flatbed truck bringing it in.
Yeah, it actually got delivered to us, which was very nice.
Where do you store that thing while it's not on stage? Do you have enough room? Obviously, you have enough room backstage.
Yes, yes. It's a little finicky because there's a lot of different set pieces as well that also have to be stored backstage. So there is a lot of coordination of this piece moves this way, and then you move the car that way, and that piece then gets stored on stage right for this scene and stage left for that scene. So it's almost as much choreography as the dances in the show are the dances backstage of moving set pieces.
Whoa.
You're my little choo-choo face. My coochie coochie woochie little choochie face. Every time I look at you, I sigh.
And you're my little teddy bear.
Is it choochie face?
Choochie face. A coochie oochie oochie coochie choochie face. Something
and that's
like
a song
that.
Victoria.
Victoria Volman and Andy Wallace are singing that. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, not there, but they will be singing it on stage at the Racine Theater Guild.
Yes.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang opens this Friday. This week, we'll have a couple of pair of tickets to give away for this weekend's performance of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang at the Guild. So it should be a lot of fun. Now, we get some other stuff coming up this month as well.
Yes.
And there's always something going on, a Guild Christmas special coming up Thursday, December 18th.
Yes, so next Thursday, so that we have lots of very talented soloists. Edson Melendez is directing that concert, and everyone loves a good Christmas concert. It's just cozy and warm and a great way to celebrate the season. So that will be next Thursday, and I believe there's still a good handful of tickets, but tickets are going very well for that show, too.
Now, we're going to remind you at this point, before I forget, when you buy your tickets, only buy them at the box office at the Racine Theater Guild or online at racinetheater.org.
Yes.
Those are the only two ways you can buy them. Don't buy them from any third-party person because they're going to triple the charge on you.
Yes, they will.
So, only two ways. Get your butt into the Racine Theater Guild box office or go online at racinetheater.org. Those are the only two ways you can buy tickets.
Words of wisdom.
To buy tickets and not pay an exorbitant rate.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Also got coming up New Year's Eve. You got James Taylor and Carole King performing at the Racine Theater Guild. Well, almost.
A tribute to them. Yes. So the James Taylor and Carole King, You've Got a Friend, Zachary Scott Johnson will be bringing together some friends in the area, including Mark Paffrath and Kate Potter-Barrow and Greg and Kathy Berg and others for two different tribute concerts, one at 2 p.m. and one at 7 p.m. on New Year's Eve. So not around midnight. It's a little early celebration, a little taste of celebration, and then you can go stay up until midnight and drink some champagne at home. But there will be some extra refreshments at the concert. And so not only James Taylor and Carole King, but also some other Carole Canyon. There you go. I can't talk this morning. Music.
I had Carole King on the air with me once here. She was promoting an event that she wasn't at, but it was, you know, one of her close to her heart events. And I must have got her on a bad day because all her answers were one word answers. She wasn't happy. And I said, well, you know, I remember your Tapestry album when I went to high school. It was the biggest album. That was probably the worst thing I could have said. And I remember every song was a hit. Yep. And I said, well, I want to thank you for joining me this morning. I do appreciate it. Okay. I've done hundreds of interviews with celebrity. That was the worst one. Mm. And I'm just going to attribute it. She was having a bad morning, didn't want to get up, didn't want to have to deal with another stupid disc jockey on the radio. And, you know, I had to deal with them all this time. And so I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it was me. Who knows? Yeah. Okay, so you told me Jeans Jazz, they don't have the printout yet, but we have an exclusive first look.
Yes, so Jeans Jazz, this will be our 26th season of Jeans Jazz. Joe Mooney, of course, started this series in memory of his wife, Jean, and it has been a wonderful way to celebrate music and bring some regional jazz artists to the Theater Guild for the past 26 years. And of course, remember Jean. So on Saturday, January 10th, we have Infusion and Della Buena performing. On Saturday, February 14th, we have Neil Davis and Steve Peplin guitar duo and Harmonious Whale, which features some original Racine people in it. On Saturday, March 28th, we have Case and Hannah Johnson and her trio. And then we have on Saturday, April 25th, Eric Jacobson. He's done this once before. He had done it with Miles Davis music, but this time he's going to do the music of Clifford Brown, Joy's Spring. So he's going to do a full concert in tribute to Clifford Brown, who is a very, very talented musician that died way too young. So, yeah, that
will be. So this is a first look.
Yes, yeah, very brief overview, and I know that was a lot of information, but like Don said, you can go to our website.
Yeah, WRGN exclusive.
Yes, yes. So season tickets for that are on sale, and of course, individual tickets just went on sale yesterday. But in general, for all the things we're talking about, and it being the holiday season, tickets are a great gift. Gift certificates are a great gift, and flex passes are a great gift. So if you're trying to figure out a stocking stuffer for someone or what have you, the Theater Guild has lots of options to help you out with that.
And there's only two ways to buy them.
Yes.
At the box office, which you guys have hours all day long. At the box office, we'll meet friendly people who will be glad to take your money and give you tickets in exchange. Or you can do it online at racinetheater.org. Those are the only two ways to get tickets, racinetheater.org, or go to the box office on Northwestern Avenue. All right, so we have Chitty Chitty Bang Bang in for 2 weeks only.
2 weeks only. Opens this Friday. Tomorrow and Thursday, actually, we have our first outreach performances for local schools, which are always a wonderful time. We have had the support of SC Johnson for years to make that happen. So we are thrilled to have so many local students coming in and getting to see the show as well.
Let's look for the new year. We got Ripcord on January 16th coming in. That's
That is a comedy about two ladies who are roommates at a senior living center and don't like each other very much. So they start this one-upsmanship and this competition, and they come to form a true friendship at the end. They're in rehearsals for that right now.
In February, The Mystery Girl on a Train. You got The Hobbit coming in April 10th. Mm-hmm. And another musical, a Broadway smash, Pippin.
Pippin to end the season of May, yes.
Which we have to play music from that when it comes in, too. Okay, so Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Mm-hmm. It starts this Friday. If you want tickets, go to the box office or go online to racinetheater.org. Those are the only ways to do it. Want another tune from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Sure.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Jocelyn.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, Don.
Give my regards to Doug.
I will.
Why isn't he ever coming in here anymore?
It's opening week. It's a busy, busy week.
Is this
week.
Like Carole King? He doesn't want to. I got Doug incidents and I got Carole King. We don't want to deal with me. Anyway, so we'll get him in here one of these days. All right. So this is one of the big showstoppers from
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
From Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Here we go.
Excuse me, sir. What do you want now? Don't waste your plucker on some all-day sucker, and don't try a toffee or cream. If you seek perfection in sugar confection, well, there's something new on the scene. A mouthful of cheer, a sweet without peer, a musical morsel supreme.
What do you mean?
Toot, sweet, toot, sweet, the candies you whistle, the whistles you eat. Toot, sweet, the eatable, tweetable treat.
Yes, Daddy, toot, sweet, the toot on the flute with the flavor of fruit. Toot, sweet, no longer need candy, be mute.
Don't waste your pucker on some all-day sucker.
And don't try toffee or cream. If you see perfection in sugar confection,
well, there's something new on the scene. Toot, sweet, a bonbon to blow on at last has been found.